a chord somehow, and now people sing it everywhere, including football matches and funerals. Especially funerals. As of this writing, it's the number one song requested at British funerals. So here I am, up on a cross in Tunisia, singing it for the first time to Graham Chapman. How the hell did I get here? Chapter 2, A Scar is Born. By an odd coincidence, I was born on my birthday, in the same place as my mother, Harton Hospital, South Shields, County Durham, though luckily not at the same time. I was born plain Eric Idle. We couldn't afford a second name. There was a war on. At the time of my birth, Hitler was trying to kill me. Nothing personal. But fortunately, he missed. The closest he got is one of my earliest memories, a shot-up US Wellington bomber limping home from Germany, crashing in flames in the field beside my nursery school. "Nothing to worry about," said the nurses as they hustled us inside. Surely the scariest words you can ever hear. Then I learned the truth from my mum. The American pilot was looking for an emergency landing in the field. He saw the kids playing and deliberately turned away, taking the plane down. I've always liked Americans. They're brave buggers. So close, Adolf, but no cigar. If one of the best ways to appreciate life is to have an unhappy childhood, I was very fortunate. Things began badly and got worse. Try this for irony. My father was killed hitchhiking home from World War II. He'd been in the RAF since 1941 in the most dangerous seat of a Wellington bomber, that of the rear gunner wireless operator, from which he emerged unscathed. And yet, 7 months after the war in Europe was over, he was killed in a road accident hitchhiking home for Christmas. All over England, servicemen were waiting to be demobbed, and as the trains were full for the holidays, they were told to thumb for rides, since everyone stopped for the boys in uniform. My dad got a lift in the back of a lorry load of steel. Just outside Darlington, a car swerved to avoid oncoming traffic. The truck veered off the road, the load of steel shifted and crushed him. He died in hospital on Christmas Eve, my mother by his bedside. I was almost three. You can see how Christmas was never much fun in our household. I wonder if that's why I wrote the song Fuck Christmas. After I was born, my father was rarely home. Wars are like that. The Air Force maps they used had code words on them. I found the words spam exit in my dad's tidy handwriting. I also found a few references to myself in his tiny RAF diary for 1945. The choking words for July the 7th. Eric's first paddle and trip to the beach. My father's grave is in an RAF cemetery. They're drawn up in neat lined slabs, forever at attention. Name, rank, serial number, and date of death. December 24, 1945. Above, the Latin words of the RAF motto, Per ardua ad astra. Through hard work, to the stars. It could be the watchword for mankind entering the space age, or a young man entering show business. My mother disappeared for a while into depression, and I was brought up by my gran in Swinton, Lancashire. Her husband, a dentist who I call Pop, took me to the Bellevue Circus in Manchester, where, amazingly, it turned out we were circus royalty. My great-grandfather was Henry Bertrand, a famous ringmaster and circus manager in the 1880s. I still have his notepaper with his imposing picture in white tie and tails, announcing he is the advance manager of Roby's Midget Minstrels. Only afterward did I realise that I too ended up in a circus, and a flying one at that. When I did a little research into him recently, I found out that, incredibly, he'd begun life as a comedian. Isn't that slightly too much coincidence? In my novel, The Road to Mars, I postulated that this was evidence of a comedy gene. I was joking, but now I'm not so sure. Anyway, as a child, it was exciting to be taken backstage at Bellevue Circus to meet the terrifying clowns, who were very respectful to Pop as a Bertrand and extremely friendly to me. Pop also took me to see various variety shows at the Manchester Hippodrome, where I saw the best of British music hall comedians, Morecambe and Wise, Rob Wilton, Jimmy Edwards, Arthur Askey, Norman Evans, Mrs. Shufflewick, Norman Wisdom, and the Crazy Gang.